This is the DLP Agenda.
Tomorrow at Magoobies, I need you to buy the shirt. We have so many of these things. How many of these DLP shirts do we have?
Good question.
100% asbestos, made with child labor, $100 a shirt.
How many do we have? We do have like 500 of them.
Yeah, no, we have several hundred, yes, for sure. Yes. Thank you, Randolph Rice.
By the way, Randolph Rice.
Hey, is Randolph coming tomorrow?
Randolph is expected.
Okay.
I'm hoping he's going to be there. What we're referring to...
What does he have to do?
I'm Magoobies tomorrow. We're going to get into it in a second. We're going to bounce around a little bit tonight. Do you know, I have a lot of people going tomorrow that I'm part of me. Part of me is wondering, I wish they weren't. My entire son's jiu-jitsu class of trainers and the parents.
How many is that?
25. The guy that runs the place is awesome, and he loves live comedy. He bought 25 tickets and handed them out as a monthly incentive to, hey, we're going to do a big group trip to watch Evan's dad tell jokes. I'm like, I need you to know what this is, brother.
That's the catch-22 with these things, and I've seen people like shoot specials with a lot of people there. They know. It's like you want there to be people there, obviously.
Yes.
But a crowd of people that knows you isn't a real crowd. That doesn't...
Right,
that
I understand. So what you're saying is that he might... What you're trying to do is learn.
Yeah.
And you might not learn because there's a bunch of people there rooting for you.
Not that.
In your head, though.
I'm
going to be... Brittany asked me to sit with them, and I was like, I'd love to sit with you, but I don't want to be up close. I don't want...
I don't want to see your faces. I would prefer if you guys were in the darkness. No, my concern is...
I was going to sit on the stage.
I got no problem. Sit right up there with me. Matter of fact, I'm tagging you in. Rock and Roll Express. Get up there and do 10. My concern is I'm... None of these people know what I do. They're not aware of me until now when he handed out these tickets being like, you know that guy that's in the corner with headphones on that rarely ever looks up from his phone for an hour? Do you know he's a radio DJ stand-up comedian? We don't talk. And now I'm going to tell some fucking stories tomorrow.
Are you going to ease into it or are you going to come out of the gates?
I'm probably going to just drop an A-bomb on that place real quick.
Who's opening?
It's going to be Steve Huber.
Nice.
My old friend Steve Huber is going to do 5 minutes up front. Competitor, bitter rival, like hands on.
Wait, before you continue, is he going to MC?
He's going to MC.
Okay.
He's going to host. Our friend Sean Gabbert. He's going to be doing.
Cool.
Yeah, Sean's going to be up there, and then I'm going to go up and do as close to an hour as I can somehow muster, as long as I'm not boring people to death. But I'm going to start out with some stuff.
I can't wait.
This might have been the first set that I have written before the show itself. I have the entire set. I'm actually showing Rob right there. I have this thing pretty much well laid out. This one right there is going to be rough.
Let me see it.
That one there. You see that?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think it might have,
Randolph says he's coming. Sounds like in the chat. It's going to be a good DLP meetup.
Yeah,
almost.
And the shirts will be there, and we'll be hanging out. Mm-hmm. Kelsey, Pam, sweetheart. Shoemake, better see your sweet ass there.
What time does it start?
It starts at 7:30. Okay. Doors are at 7. Go next door to Wits End. But no, my concern is I'm gonna. We just did a pretty heavy duty Patreon where I revealed some stuff to you. You didn't know in our 20 plus years of friendship that is gonna require a smidge of therapy. That's getting on stage tomorrow. So a lot of these people...
Hey, we share things here.
We share everything, and it's behind a $5 paywall minimum. Like and subscribe to
$5
YouTube.
To know your deepest, darkest secrets.
$5 to know just how dark down it goes.
It's going
to
cost you... Well, actually, I can't reveal.
We
said it on
words,
Patreon. I can't say anything else.
Baby Justin, okay? Baby Justin. Rob asks a simple question and gets a nightmarish answer.
I've never been more concerned about you.
And he was genuinely concerned.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be bringing this stuff up on stage tomorrow, hopefully as comedically as possible. And then I'm going to be sitting on the sidelines of this jiu-jitsu dojo with these usually 10 to 12 other parents.
You think people will not, they're going to treat you differently?
It's a lock they do. You're not going to be able to hear some
they're
of the things.
They're going to treat you better.
Some will be like, oh man, that was a great time. Or, oh,
other
wow.
people are going to be like, hey, it's okay.
Yeah, they're going to take their kid away.
We've all been there.
We're finding a new class to go to.
You're not allowed to play with Mr. Justin's son.
Or honey, dive on him. Armbar him. Armbar his son. Tap him
He's
out.
He's got a black belt and crazy.
Yes. Oh my God. I am the absolute Chuck Liddell of not doing well. So, yeah, that'll be tomorrow. I'm going to record the whole thing. I'm going to film it.
That's Wednesday night for those listening on that aren't live.
Yes, if you're listening to this, April 23rd, a date that we will get into in one quick moment. Yeah, so, but by the time you're listening, that date is passed. No, this is sort of a dry run for a special, which, by the way, news, the location has been shifted.
Is it official?
It is. It's officially away from FBX.
Morse Burgers?
Who is it, Morse fucking Burgers? Spilled the beans. Yeah, it's Morse Burgers, and Restivo's going to be selling all kinds of stripper gravy. He's calling it now. He's going to have charred stripper gravy. Yes, chunkier, and chunkiest. No, I texted you about a venue's contact info. I might do it there.
It's a great venue.
It's either Magoobies or where I asked you about. And I like that venue.
I love M&T Bank
Stadium. M&T Bank Stadium. Bashotti, cut your boy a deal.
Love Wembley? Yeah. Do you love it?
You guys have a passport? We'd love for you to come.
Yes.
I want people to be able to get food and drink. That's my thing.
I understand.
FPX
yeah.
is nice. I love FPX, yes. but for what I want to do, I want it to be.
But they can only get popcorn. It's movie theater stuff, right?
Well, once you've gotten your drink, you're locked in.
I got you.
There's nobody walking around. You can't re up. You got to slide your way out to go to the bathroom. I want this thing.
And my son works at Magoobies. I want to make some money off of you.
Yes.
Yeah, so is he doing well there?
He loves it.
Nice.
Is he liking it? Real quick.
Loves it.
He
loves
Magoobies.
Yep.
Is he getting along with everybody there?
They love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love him. He's also a good worker.
He's a good worker. He's a good kid. He's charismatic. Mm-hmm. Do not get him started on fucking some of his music. You get him down a hole, you can't get him out of it. But I would always be envious of the DC Improv staff. Those guys look like they are a fraternity.
Great staff. Well, they run a great club. They know what they're
doing. They run a great club, but they also look like they're having a blast.
They do.
Even when they're in the weeds, they're having fun.
You're right about that. Brittany says, sorry, I'm late. I was filming a porn. Well,
All right. Fantastic.
Okay.
Shoemate can't
wait
tomorrow.
A porn that you filmed at 7:32. Got it.
When's a good time to film a porn?
I just feel like that's a late night event.
Really?
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
It's a morning thing.
Yeah. Poor Justin is stuttering. Damn, was I stuttering earlier?
Yeah.
Hackman, listen to the Patreon, brother. You're never going to feel closer to me.
Brittany says, good lighting.
Thank you. Also, if you enjoyed last week's David Koechner episode, a very special episode courtesy of Rob, we get into some stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah.
We may have really upset him. So listen to the Patreon.
Maybe, maybe not.
We're not sure if he'll ever be back.
Yeah,
you two will work together forever, but he might have pushed us out to see. A
couple of things that were set off air that got brought back up.
He was trying to celebrate a real big happening in his life, and we said, here's the darkest timeline.
Yeah.
As to how that could go.
Here's the worst case scenario.
Here's the worst case scenario. And empirical evidence as to why we're right. So call a loved one. Now, we got to bring up today.
What's today?
You know what today is. Damn well know what today is. Today, a date that will live in infamy.
Is today? Is it today?
Today's the date.
Today's the day. I guess it was 4 years ago.
Four years ago
I shit myself in the.
When you started COVID.
Yes.
By the way, you know where that Kohl's is?
Where?
I don't know.
It's near Magoobies.
Well,
okay.
So it's if you take the first exit instead of taking the third after you get on 83, that's where it happened.
Yeah. It is.
You guys want to actually visit the actual place?
Let's stop. Let's stop and ask. Does that story still get told amongst employees there? Remember the
this
time?
Guy.
This is the
with
guy.
A giant forehead and bad posture.
That's the man that just shit walked his way out of a Kohl's and other Kohl's we've gone to. I'm a little bummed we didn't do anything this year. I think this week was busy.
Is it the 4 year? Because I think 5 year
think
we have.
I think it is 5 year actually.
Oh, then this
I might
is
be.
A,
I don't know. I'm trying to. Is it 4 year or is it 5 year?
I thought it was
text
four.
Katie.
Maybe five. You know what? I bet it is five because we celebrated pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
We celebrated pre-pandemic.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. We missed a big one.
Next time.
What's five?
You took a big
the
one.
The leather anniversary.
Yeah. What's the wedding stone for this? But next year, we'll get into that. So happy anniversary to you and shitting your pants. Hackman says he even wore his brown pants for a day like today.
Hackman gets it.
Hey, we want you a quick implore to all of you that watch this. You're already here, so God bless everybody in the chat. But if you're listening to this episode and you're listening via audio, however you so happen to consume it, your iTunes, your wherever, if you could please subscribe, like, the YouTube channel, DLP Agenda. Click a subscribe, like comments, like videos, share them if you could. It is still heavily efforted with a less than ideal followership. We're going to be making some big efforts coming up soon.
More content.
Way more content. more push to the content. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying we're going to be adding new shows. I think we couldn't add any more show without, you know, completely burning up our bandwidth. But TikTok content, Instagram content.
Original content. Original. That's not necessarily just what you're hearing right now.
Yes,
watching.
Not show highlights. There might be live performance highlights.
Yeah.
DieLaughingProductions.com. Go there right now. We got a slew of shows. We're going to start filming them, cutting out some of these great moments where Eric just battering rams through a crowd and makes memories for people. We're going to put this stuff up. But we do need your help. And we have thousands and thousands of listeners per episode, but we've only just started cracking into the hundreds for followership on some of the stuff.
Yeah, so it's crazy.
If you're out there right now.
Because we have thousands of listeners to this,
to
and all
this.
They have to do is go to YouTube and watch a little bit of it.
Just
right?
Subscribe.
Subscribe, right.
And like.
Yes, subscribe. Yes, subscribe and like.
Put it on the background. Like other people's comments. Comment, thumbs up, especially on iTunes. 5-star review. Listen to it for 30 seconds. That's
do you
it.
Guys have cable?
I do.
Do you have cable?
I have YouTube TV, yeah.
Okay. Cause we don't,
I
don't
have cable, but I have a streaming.
Yeah, well, I have Hulu, right? I don't have cable. And so, you know, you go in there and you get your apps.
Yeah.
What app do you use the most?
On
when you go to your
like
TV.
Streaming?
Yeah, when you stream.
YouTube.
Right.
Then Netflix. It's a toss up between Prime, Hulu, Disney.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when I go on to YouTube, which we watch every day because we watch Judge Judy every day.
Yeah.
That's the show that's, you know, everybody has a show that's on. Some people have Sports Center. It's probably Sports Center for you, right,
okay.
Rob?
Yeah.
What's the show that's always on if it's just on in the background?
Oh, Good Morning Football.
Oh, is that right? So
well, that's just the morning. I don't ever really watch Sports Center. I watch more of the debate shows, if you will.
So whenever I go to YouTube, I see our page. Yeah, our page.
Yeah.
Or I see a recommended.
Yes.
Yes.
So all you have to really do is watch it a couple times and that will pop up, right?
It gets in the algorithm.
It'll start
yes.
to, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Katie had some great ideas. I mean, she's so incredibly social media savvy about, like, we're going to start hitting some stuff. We're not going to become a news and comment show, but, like, one of the biggest episodes we had is when we commented on the Shane Gillis episode of SNL right after it dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing got huge play.
Yes.
Big play. That might have into the thousands of views. I mean, there's recent episodes that haven't cracked 100, and there's good stuff in there.
Should we name our every episode like Kim Kardashian naked?
Yeah, Kanye says something anti-Semitic again.
Seriously, could you name your episode Kim Kardashian naked?
Of course you could.
Yeah.
I thought about naming
brilliant idea.
Tracks on my comedy album after, because I have a song about, or track, joke about dirty talk, just calling it Talk Dirty to Me, because that's a Poison song.
And maybe everybody
so
tries
every
to,
track yeah. is like a name of a song.
Try to seriously.
Oh my god, song. And
yeah. My bit. It's called All Too Well. That's Taylor Swift.
We have
no,
to name Rob
Bear talking about his dick.
Despacito.
These episodes after all the new Taylor Swift tracks.
Yes,
we have to.
Yeah.
Sorry, but you're here. Might as well listen.
We can be the tortured comics.
What's
club,
the
whatever.
Big? The big one is Fortnite, right? Isn't that the big Taylor
Huge
Swift song
with Post Malone? Post
Malone. Have you guys listened to any of it yet?
I've listened to all of it, as you know.
They the women in my family aren't elated with it.
Well, here's
they
the thing.
They don't
have very poppy.
But there's nothing on
there.
Where's
the bangers?
There isn't one.
Where's my Shake It Off? Where is it?
Someone in the family commented, there's nothing on this album I could work out to. There's nothing I want to put on and then go to the gym.
I think this was for her.
If you were cross-country skiing, you could.
If I was taking a long walk on a woodland trail, maybe. What Katie think?
She there's one song she likes, but Daddy I Love Him, I think is the name of the
Daddy,
song.
Yeah, Daddy I Love Him, yeah.
And no, but I've like I said, I've heard it because Kate I,
a
I'm
little
married
mermaid
to Katie.
Reference, yeah.
I've listened to all of them, and usually they get me a little bit. You're like, oh, okay, well there's the hook. It's
I think
whatever.
Down back, I think that's the one I like. I think that
is
this
is what I do to John Allen.
Up and
yes,
back.
Up and
up and back.
This album is her therapy. And so this
isn't
album
all of them that?
Well, no, I think no, I think to agree, she's trying to write, you know, hits and things that are play well in concert. But, you know, this feels like she's, like, going through stuff. And, like, this album allows her to have her career. So it's like, you know, she puts out so many albums, like, I would say...
Or do you mean her career allows her to have this album?
No, I'm saying, like, the fact... To keep her as a human being that's not going crazy, this is a release. This is her therapy.
Yeah.
Almost like the Boner Show might have been for you.
Oh, wow.
So I'm saying, like...
It's rough.
If she doesn't do this album... I used to say with Prince, it's like Michael Jackson has an album every 5 years, but Prince has five in every 5 years. So you could expect it to be as good as the every 5-year album. But the fact that you're getting something She just put out an album last year.
Yeah.
So even if you like this album, you'd rather have this than
have
wait
nothing.
3 years for another album. And no, so it's like a bonus. It's like it's a 10-course meal now.
I don't
15
know
courses.
I don't know if I disagree or agree because, you know, first of all, there's something.
And everything's free now to listen to it. So it's not like you're spending any
money. You're right.
Money.
But there's something about the anticipation, obviously, that's something about it becomes more of an event.
The build-up than the release
Although
itself,
this is a pretty big fucking event.
And
because,
the fact that this thing came out and then the day of, it goes, psych, it's two
yeah,
albums.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. And then
two albums,
this,
31 of the exact same song.
31? I read this great comment online. Taylor Swift makes music for people that have never gotten over anything ever. And again, all the women in the family, they're showing me, what is it, Thank You, Amy, How It's a Dig,
yeah,
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian,
and
yeah.
There's the other one, I Love You, Daddy, is actually shitting on her fans. And then there's like Feels Like High School, which
but
she
that's
might,
part of the game for
the game
the fans.
Is like deciphering yes. the stuff, but you know, we're going to be going and seeing her in October of this year. And
you're going or you're just
I'm taking them, I'm traveling to Miami with
them.
You're
going to hear a lot of those songs.
They're not
no,
excited
you,
for
those won't be on the tour.
The new ones? Yeah, they will.
I don't know how many will be.
I don't know. I think she might get bored of what she's doing.
You don't
now.
Think? Because, I mean, that's
there
the thing.
There will be some from the album, absolutely.
Guys, how many concerts have you been to where you're like, all right, I'm going to see Aerosmith. All right, here's four songs off their new album, right? And you're like, okay. I saw The Who one time, and they played a rock opera that wasn't Tommy. They just wrote it.
But it's part of an existing tour that she's already been crushing it with. I mean...
Well, the bit is, it's called the Eras Tour.
Yeah.
She plays songs from every single era of her career. So they'll get a little something on this thing. But I don't... She does like a song and dance and like Cirque du Soleil on this fucking stage.
It would just be odd that she would put out a whole new album and then when is this concert? November?
October.
October?
I'm sure there'll be a couple songs.
And there won't be,
there will be some songs, but was there anything on there you could imagine this intense choreographed dance routine?
I think
to?
She has like an acoustic set in every show, so there's probably some of that will land. So
that's more than I ever thought we'd talk about Taylor Swift.
It is.
On
do you
want
to do an Eras? We could do like an Eras tour for comedy. Like
we should do Eras.
When you're first talking about your joke, so.
Well,
you know, that hanging Chad and that election, right?
Yeah, and I don't. It might be time for a break, but one thing I do want to talk about is because we were talking about the different streaming services. Neither one of you guys have watched Bad Reindeer yet on
no,
Netflix.
No, but I know I saw a trend in the
I've
other
seen
day.
It.
I know the gist. I read the article about the plea from the Star.
It's based on a true story, correct?
Not only is it based on a true story. The guy who plays the lead in this movie, in this TV show, is the guy.
How about this?
It's the guy this happened to.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Let's come back on the other side and spend some time with this thing. We've
got to
thank some sponsors. We'll be right back on the DLP Agenda.
10 years ago, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Baltimore Underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as lawyers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire Rice, Murtha, and Pesaurus. When you've been wrong, you don't deserve a second best. You don't deserve the B team. You deserve the very best. You deserve the A team. Rice, Murtha, and Pesaurus. RiceLawMD.com. I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey, it's Justin from the DLP Agenda, welcoming to the Die Laughing family, GRB Roofing. GRB Roofing in Bowie, Maryland. Think about it. Your roof, the roof on your home, the roof on your business, it covers all your stuff. Yeah, you could do without a front door. Yeah, maybe you could put a piece of plastic over a window. But a roof? You gotta have a roof. You gotta have a top-tier roof. You gotta have a roofing company like GRB Roofing that's gonna take amazing care of you. How do I know they're gonna? How about 65 years of collective experience? How about 700-plus projects completed beautifully, successfully? Go to grbroofing.com. Right now, get your free quote today, and they're going to take amazing care of you. Commercial, residential, exterior home improvements, deck and fencing. I can't wait to use them. My house, total dump. Every day, I want to go on my roof, I want to take myself a crowbar, and I want to rip up the entire daggone thing. You know what's going to happen after I have a flipped out moment? A, I'm going to calm myself. B, I'm going to make a therapy appointment, and then I'm immediately going to get a hold of GRB Roofing. Again, give them a call, 443-699-6192. That's 443-699-6192, or go to grbroofing.com. That's grbroofing.com. It's your roof. It covers all your stuff. So I see this trending the other day. Then I get a text from you and Katie being like, is anybody watching Bad Reindeer? I come to work. Scott's going, have you heard anything about this Bad Reindeer
thing?
Oh,
he said something too.
And he hasn't watched it. But when I get enough people going, okay, the last time this happened with was Saltburn. When everyone's like, have you seen Saltburn? Yeah. I got enough people that I respect going, you got to check it out. Yeah. I will. So...
So Saltburn,
I saw Saltburn. One of the few movies I've watched.
And Saltburn is also a little bit of a hard watch, but also it comes from somebody's mind. You say, all right, what's the most fantastical, unbelievable thing that you can I can generate? And they do it, and then they get great actors, and they do a great job delivering it to you. This was previously a one-man show where this guy would go and tell his story about what happened to him. And I don't want to give too much away. Okay, it's not funny. There's not a laugh
the
in it.
The character in this is it's based off a real guy that was a comedian.
He's a comedian. Okay? Which
would almost be like Stern in Private Parts where he played himself in a movie, but everybody else was cast. Maybe Quivers and some of his cast.
So it's not like that, but like that in that regard.
I'm trying to
think
of another movie where it's based off of something true, and the person starring in it is the person it happened to.
Well, you know, what's his name? Richard Pryor did JoJo Dancer, which is a story of his life, which he's in. And the movie The Greatest starred Muhammad Ali. Both those movies not particularly good, right?
Yeah.
But this is this guy's life's work, essentially, but it's also his life, okay? And here's the thing about this show is that he owns a lot of what's happened to him.
Feel it more because you know it's him.
Well, I didn't know it was him. I found it out after episode 4 or 5, and I go, oh, sugar, this is the guy. Mm-hmm. This is the actual guy that this has happened to. And there's almost like these four horrific events that kind of meet at him, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, what this guy reveals to the world are the things that you tuck away and you never, ever, ever say out loud. Yes.
As far down as you can get.
Yes. And there's no let up. Now, we're in the last episode now, but you
never...
How
many episodes?
There's seven. And and each episode is like 30 to 40 minutes. So that's probably appropriate because there's no way I could handle anything longer than that. It's such an ask to go to watch this.
Are you recommending it or warning us?
Both. Everybody should watch it. It's excellent. It has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Okay. Nobody's going to see this and be like, oh, this sucks.
I have seen it pop up. I don't want to change to different shows. Has anyone seen the Lockup show?
Oh, where they let the prisoners out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I want to see that. It's an experiment with rehabilitation. Actually, we're talking about it on air today.
Yeah.
That it doesn't work.
No. Well, there's this prisoner in Arkansas. They're 23 hours a day. They're in their cell. They're out for 1 hour a day. And, you know, it's...
When you say out, what does that mean?
They can mingle, go in the yard.
They walk in the air. It's not pleasant. And this guy who's like the head guy wants... He feels like that... If we let them out more and let them kind of police themselves, they'll turn into a community to look out for.
It sounds like Oz on HBO, but in real life,
they let them out and there's no guards. Now they're there watching, but they're not literally there. But this one guy, he tells, it may be one of the best stories I've ever heard in my life.
Okay,
he's talking about how he's been arrested like 10 times, and he's this white guy. He's got the face tattoo. You can just picture him. And he's high on something. He decides he's going to rob a pet store.
Okay.
And he goes in there, and he's got a bag full of snakes and an iguana and a snake wrapped around him. The police show up. They start yelling and screaming. The iguana gets scared, bites him in the dick.
Oh, my God.
Now he's running.
Nice.
And then the snake that's surrounding him, around him, starts squeezing him. And he's telling you, like, shit happens. and he's like...
Who hasn't been
And there? The cops are like, stop. He's like, just save me because he can't breathe.
Yeah, please shoot the snake.
And then this guy is so cool. Like, he's making all this, like,
I'll be
hooch.
Honest, he sounds cool.
He does. He's making all this hooch.
He sounds like he makes bad decisions.
And before they let... They let them just experiment. They do a whole, I forget what the word they call it, but they look, they do a shank check and they check everyone's beds and stuff without them knowing it. So he has to hide all this shit. Like in real time, they didn't find any of it.
Where did he hide
it?
I don't know how he did it because he has a tattoo making kit too. He has all this shit. He's just like the guy that figures shit out.
Is there any sex?
Oh, he gets it. He fucks. No, there's no sex.
There is
fighting. You see people fight, and you know, it's,
but I'm saying, is there any like prison love?
I haven't got to that.
Well, there's some of that in Bad Reindeer.
But I'm rooting for this guy. Is what I'm saying. I'm rooting for him to make it out of this.
Getting back to Bad Reindeer, how would you compare it to another one? Was Lover, Stalker, Killer? Which it had the guy in it acting out the scenes, but he's not an actor.
I know what you're saying.
It was very documentary style.
Yeah. Because in that,
it went
in and out of with real people. It's just one guy. The main guy happens to be the guy that wrote it, directed it, and is also the lead in it. But it all happens on a movie set.
I see a well-fed gal in this, too.
So that chick, you know, remember Kathy Bates in Misery?
Oh, yes.
How
hobbling.
Excellent she was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This woman's got a cool
vibe.
The
North by Northeast.
This is going to sound a little bit maybe hyperbolic or whatever, but I think she's better than Kathy. She's more believable. This actress is so fucking excellent as playing this woman. You'll know in the first 20 minutes, she's a stalker. Okay? And I'm not giving anything away. This happens in the very beginning.
I read a write-up on it that an act of just a pleasant act is misinterpreted by her as an act of
infection.
He's
kind to her.
Right.
He's kind, but no one is usually kind to her.
Never be kind to people.
Be shitty to everyone.
Mm-hmm. That's the lesson.
And I guess, and this is what I was telling Katie upstairs when we were talking about this, I guess this is based on generally a real woman, but from what I've read with this guy that's in it, it doesn't look like her, doesn't talk like her.
Well, I know this.
Because he wanted to veer from her, and fans are trying to track the woman down.
They're trying to triangulate where she is.
The guy that stars in Baby Reindeer that is Baby Reindeer, he's begging fans, this was not what I wanted to have happen.
Let me tell you something. If it's a true story. It doesn't say based on a true story. It says this is a true story. So that means this person, they exist.
They're out there.
And you do not want to be messing with this person.
And now, what's the likelihood that they have Netflix? And they go, that's the guy. That's obviously me because he's describing things that happened.
Yeah.
Okay, they look completely different, but the actions are the same. The words are similar.
She will
to reignite my campaign of terror.
Yeah, she will 100% know of the existence of this show and know that that's her, 100%.
But they probably cast someone that doesn't look like her because of that.
It's possible.
But she'll know.
Yeah. It's possible.
But people won't know when they meet her that that's the same one.
No.
Maybe. But she's someone who makes sure that she knows what this guy is doing, for sure. Mm. If you watch this, you know she knows what he's doing. And let me tell you something. There's parts
scary.
Of it that remind me. They're a little Nine-esque. If you watch it, you're like, these people might not want to trifle with these people because, you know, if they're willing to do this kind of stuff, then they're willing to do whatever.
Oh, they're willing to go to the ends of the earth for either your affection or your vengeance.
That was a Dan Niner reference. If
anybody
wants to Google that guy.
You guys know that I dealt with a little bit of someone. A ways back. Remember, there was someone.
I do remember.
Yes, you remember? Years.
Oh, I
ago,
do remember.
Dealt with someone a little bit, and there was this funny post at me in an event once. I'll never forget it. But years ago, I think something was happening to me where I was getting shot with. Remember, I was getting shot with paintballs.
I do
on Mickey and Amelia back in the day.
Yeah,
they shoot me with ice cold paintballs, and this was long after I was like, "Sir, I'm going to need you to leave me alone, please, sir. I'm going to need you to just never contact me again. And if you do, I might have to get a hold of Randolph and law enforcement." He left this comment on that video years later. He's like, "I could spend all day watching Justin in pain." I'm like,
"Oh,
fuck you. That's me."
Years
later, after telling you, go pound sand. And years after that actually happened, the shooting of the paintballs, Mickey and Amelia were on the air. They're in their heyday. We're raising money. And found that video, and in all caps, and it's like, "I could watch you in pain all day." Like, good damn, man. Christ, that mind is so scary to me.
Well, here's the thing.
When you become someone's hobby.
Well, that person that's describing, they think you're the bad guy.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm the villain,
right? You're the bad guy. If you watch this, she thinks he's the bad guy. And by the way,
any good villain thinks they are the hero.
Yeah, she's also, you know how George Costanza says, "It's not a lie if you believe it." She believes it to be true with all her heart and soul. So, You know, does that make sense?
The first person you have to convince of a lie is yourself.
Right, right.
Yes.
And so she has to be understand that she has something within her that makes it.
I'm so in on this.
Well,
no,
it's going to be a rough watch. You better be in. Don't go there feeling bummed. Don't watch it tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, tomorrow.
Don't watch it after noon tomorrow. Tomorrow. Yeah. Patreon.
And one more TV thing.
Where's
so,
babyreindeer.com?
Thank you to Tommy Simbazo.
Okay.
Because we're messaging in our group text, and he mentions Fallout.
Oh, my God.
And I go,
what a great
show.
I'm not.
And he goes, you're not watching it? And so yeah. I'm like, huh, maybe I should check it out. Man, I friggin' loved it.
Dev, you watch any Fallout yet?
I don't know what it's about, but no.
It's based on a video game. It's very, very popular, but it's got this very cheesy 50s baseball, apple pie, do your push-ups, say your prayers type of aesthetic.
Yeah, it's the future and the past. It's now met somehow. It's really, really excellent.
It's on Amazon Prime. Okay.
And these people all live and exist in vaults. It was this company called Vault Tech where everybody goes down and they live. And this is in the video game too, but if you never played a minute of the game, you could still enjoy this.
Fine.
If you played the game, of which I have all of them multiple times, I'm a pig and you know what, happy with this thing. So imagine the world outside rots to such a nightmarish degree. But meanwhile, underground in these little time capsules are g-golly 50 societies.
Yeah, they're thriving.
And one day they pop the door on this thing and they head out into this cannibalist, chicken rapist, mutated, hellish world. And that clash, and it's brilliant.
So
it's so brilliant.
In it is a guy who's never been bad in anything, Walton Goggins. He's never been bad. Everything he's ever been, everything from the Shield to the Righteous Gemstones to the Apostle to whatever he's been in, he's been great, and this is no exception.
Yeah, he
is incredible. But here's something you might not even have caught this.
Gary Oldman.
You might not even have caught this. You know Eric Estrada is in this thing.
Where?
That's right. Eric Estrada looks incredible. Okay, he looks great.
Yeah,
remember when he's there with his son? I don't want to give too much away.
When he's just being like, "Let's end this peacefully, and you can go on your way."
Yes, that's right. And he had already encountered his other son, and he was telling Eric Estrada and his son about
Cheech Marin
about the other son.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know that's.
I look at this guy, take a look, because I looked it up. Because I saw, I look at it, and I go,
"This isn't you being
for such
racist."
A big
every
part,
every
I go,
Hispanic
"That looks like."
Same.
I go, "That looks like Eric Estrada," and I guarantee you, whoever made this is like, I'm going to put Eric Estrada in this fucking thing.
God damn, that's Eric Estrada.
Yes, yes. He goes, I'm going to put Eric Estrada in this thing.
And they put Eric Estrada in that thing. I didn't realize.
Now, he might
have. There was Eric Estrada.
He might be in there for 5 minutes.
If.
And he might have seven lines. Hey, but Eric Estrada is in this thing.
Perfect amount of Estrada.
It's such a bit part. And like out of nowhere, Fred Armisen shows up and he disappears.
Well, here's the thing. Yes. And there's a couple people in there. You're like, oh, that's Michael. Oh, not what's his name? The guy, you know, he's the comedian who was in Copland and he's real liberal on.
Rappaport?
Yeah, Michael Rappaport.
Rappaport.
Yes,
he's somebody.
He's somebody in there too.
Johnny Pemberton, who actually did stand up with. He's the little squire.
Oh, really?
Do you want to see the dead fucking opposite of a top tier show like Reindeer, like Fallout? Has anybody watched Rebel Moon on Netflix?
Heard it's shit.
It's got a 15% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It might be one of the worst films I have ever seen. It was supposed to be a new Star Wars film.
Yeah.
They were going to give this guy Zack Snyder, the guy that can never finish his movies.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, fund me. We'll release the better version of this thing. Make your films right the first time, Zack. So this thing comes out. It's supposed to be a big, sweeping sci-fi space epic. There's a woman in there with laser swords. There's someone on there that can move stuff with their mind. Mm-hmm. There's an evil.
May the Morse be with you.
Oh, my God. It is a best of every film. There's a Matrix scene. There's a sci-fi. There's a John Wick scene. It's a best of other people's films. It's horrendously acted.
Yeah,
it's so bad.
I don't see myself catching that. You know what I mean?
It's wretched. I watched it because it was free.
I have to do a better job of watching these because now I have a serious addiction with the phone. I'm just scrolling, and it's fucking with my mind.
Well, I'll tell you
how I think about things.
It's interesting that you say that because that's the thing. and Katie and I both do this. We'll be watching something, and we have to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you there's know, too much exposition, I got to go back.
Well, because we're on our phone.
No, it's...
Oh, you I, mean because you're watching...
It we're not, yeah, we're yeah. not present.
Do you know when that... Mudge and I had a moment years ago. My favorite movie of all time is Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. I went on and on about this film. Every time I watch it, and he sees the jaguar shark at the end, he cries, I cry. I'm batting a thousand. Uh-huh. I'm crying at the end. And I was like, you got to see this film. And I introduced her to the works of Wes Anderson. Like he did a bunch of stuff. He did Rushmore, Bottle Rock, Star Jailing.
Seems like a brave recommendation.
I said, you're going to love this movie. It means a lot to me. I want you to watch it. She's on her phone half the
time. Oh,
and she's missing
bad.
Huge swaths. I mean, watch the scene. Watch the scene. Here.
Yeah.
Wait, look at Jeff Goldblum's hair. They shaved his hair. The Pirates. He's wearing a I'm a Pepper shirt. It's very, very funny. And at the end, there it is. The scene where he finds the jaguar shark that ate his friends.
She doesn't know what it is.
She goes, so what? He's trying to. What is he? Is he trying to like capture and eat that thing? What is that? That's not a real fish. It's like a puppet. And I'm doing the thing where I'm like looking across the bridge of my nose.
You know what's interesting when you tell that story is that
you never watched a moment of it.
Is that I'm also like that's happened to me with Katie before, right?
We've probably done it to them also.
And then I'm like, I wonder if is it silly for this to be important to me? You know what I mean? And so then I usually try to check myself, but also it's like, can you watch, please? You know what I mean?
Let's look at your baby reindeer recommendation. You want us to like it. You want us
I
to
do,
like
it. Of course, I want you
like.
I want you to enjoy what I'm enjoying.
Exactly.
But it is important. If you just had small talk with somebody and something came up that movie came up that they love too, you would automatically just feel this closest to that person.
You feel connection. Right. You're like, I want you to like the things you like. I will sit there and suffer fakingly through 9 hours of Is It Cake and Great British Bake Off and be like, oh man, that
But those are
left.
At least easy watches.
They're easy.
You can also look at your phone while that's on.
No, which one did I miss? Right. Was the bowling ball actually a bowling ball or was it pound cake?
I missed the plot. I didn't see episode 3 of the British baking show. Now I can't keep up.
Why is the weird British guy holding pecans? I thought those were cashews. You got to rewind
it. But TV, that's really the only, because like if you go, oh my God, I love this restaurant, you can't be on your phone and miss the taste of it. You follow what I'm saying? It's really almost exclusively, and music even. You know what I mean? You don't have to stare at the radio or the record player, but the television or the movie, it's different.
Yeah.
You
got
to
drink
gotta
all
be, you have
the,
to be present.
You have to be present in all of it.
Greg B. says Life Aquatic is the greatest movie ever made. So
it's a great movie, Greg. Maybe not the greatest movie ever made, but it hits with me.
Why don't you two have sex then?
I want to go ahead.
So I'll say this. My Never first seen it. Experience with Wes Anderson is I rented Rushmore.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And Never I seen watched it. Rushmore. I popped in Rushmore, and I watched the whole movie. And for the very first time in my life, what did I do? I've never done it before. I don't believe I've ever done it since. What did I do? I watched Rushmore. When it ended, what did I do?
You watched it again.
I watched it twice.
God, have I even seen a Wes Anderson movie?
Oh, my God. I mean, he has some ones that are better than others. The Royal Tenenbaums.
Royal Tenenbaums is probably his most famous, right?
Royal Tenenbaums was a little more mainstream. He had Fantastic Mr. Fox.
That's
the
great. The Fantastic Mr. Fox
Moonrise
is awesome.
Moonrise Kingdom, a little rough.
I liked Moonrise Kingdom, too.
Asteroid City I did not like.
I didn't see that. Bottle
Way
Rocket is incredible.
Bottle Rocket's great. There's a scene that, and I love movie lore.
I think I've seen Royal Tenenbaums. I couldn't tell you anything about it, so I don't think I haven't seen any of those other movies.
There's a scene in Rushmore. It's just he's like this fifth year senior. He refuses to graduate because he loves going to school. He enjoys it so much. He purposefully fails every year so he gets to stay in school again. And now he's about to be like 20 in a group full of like 15-year-olds at this prep school. But there's a scene where he hosts a play. And I love stories like this from sets of films where Bill Murray apparently didn't know the line was coming. That Bill Murray is drinking a drink on set, and the character, I think, is played by Jason Schwartzman.
Uh-huh.
He sees this character who's he's a nurse, male nurse, and he's sitting as a date with his objective
affection. It's Luke Wilson.
Luke Wilson. Luke Wilson's this nurse, and he does not want Luke Wilson at his celebratory dinner after this play. He does not want him there. He's sitting with the woman that he's got a craving for, and he goes, "What are you wearing?" He goes, "These are OR scrubs." "Oh, are they?" Bill Murray snarfs on this drink.
They show that. That's in the movie.
He kept it in the movie.
Oh, it's so funny.
And apparently he just improv'd that, and it made him laugh into his drink, and he shoots the drink out of his nose. I laugh at that every time because of Bill Murray's reaction to
it. Yeah, no, that's
it's
a good,
brilliant.
Right.
Watch some Wes Anderson.
Rushmore is
start
great.
Doing that as a thing, I don't know, weekly is a lot to ask.
We recommend.
But to watch one movie a week, it doesn't seem like that much, right? Because Rushmore's 2 hours long.
You
it's a 2 hour.
That, but I probably watch 3 movies a year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a, but, you know, you can put your phone down.
I know,
long
I can't.
To,
that's the issue. Yeah. It's an addiction.
Well, maybe it'll help for you to do that.
I need to.
There's Brian Cox, by the way, is in Rushmore. He's the dean, I guess, or whatever.
Great soundtracks, too.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And Bill Murray says when he meets, what's Fisher? That's his name. I can't remember his first name, but he goes, oh, that's a bright little guy. And Brian Cox goes, he's one of the worst students here.
We've ever had.
Oh, he's one of the worst students
another
we've ever
great,
had.
I feel like we're telling you the whole popcorn. Yeah. At the end of it, the student and Bill Murray have become dear friends, and he writes a play, this child, it's a 20-year-old child, about his time in Vietnam. And it's he does a play in front of a group of children.
Who's the main guy in this?
Jason Schwartzman
is, Max Fisher. That's
Dude,
his name.
He
that's,
writes yeah. this play for children about the Vietnam War. And they know it's about Bill Murray. And Bill Murray is at the snack counter. And this one kid walks up to him and goes, were you in the shit?
Yeah. I was in the shit.
I was in the shit.
Do you know who Jason Schwartzman's mom is?
No. Yes, I do.
Coppola?
Yeah, no, it's Talia Shire.
Oh, wow, no, I didn't know that.
Gechner's assistant, it was his assistant for 7 years.
Oh, my, no shit, really?
Yeah.
Wow, damn. Yeah. Hey, speaking of Gechner, DLP Patreon, we get deep into what he thought of us hanging out.
But we're going to tease the last week's, so we shouldn't use the...
should use last week's?
LCA.
Ah, let's do that here.
Yeah, because we talked about on our show... about the WrestleMania, the giant shit that Eric took, and he has
oh my god,
he has his rebuttal, if you will, pun intended. Here's a little taste of Last Count Anywhere.
Now, Eric, did you listen to the DLP agenda this week?
I did. Yes.
Did you want to respond to Justin's claims about your aggressive shit and
your shit and, was audible?
Hey, listen. First of all. That shit, it was that audible. It was so fucking loud. I would say that
loud.
I had a rumble. I had a tummy rumbling from the white Zinfandels and
the same white Zin that you heard. I ended up pouring out into the sink and replacing with water.
Yeah,
I couldn't fucking do it.
I drank it, and as soon as I drank it, I had horrible heartburn. I was like, well, I'm not gonna throw up. I'm gonna tell you that. So I tried to go to sleep. My work alarm. Went off at 5:30. I immediately turned it off, and then I felt the tummy rumbles, and I was like, maybe I just need to go to the bathroom real quick. And I shut that door, and it sounded like I poured a pot of wet macaroni into the fucking toilet. And it was so I was also doing this thing where I was like, like it was somehow a cough with that much
nice
water.
Yeah, and I was like, Justin's gonna buy that.
It's probably. Yeah. Hey, I think we're probably good. And Justin, God bless him, sitting there like just pretending to be asleep.
I'm trying to be asleep. Well, it sounds like you've got a pump action oatmeal shotgun.
You don't want to have eye contact.
Firing
when you come out of that, you don't want to have eye contact.
No, he doesn't.
Then we have
to
talk about it.
That I know what happened, and he curls back in bed, snug as a bug. That's when that acidic stench rolls. I mean, it was pure stomach acid.
I did think about when I walked out. If you were awake, and you wanted to talk, I was just like, "Oh, sorry, I had to pee."
Yeah,
I was just gonna say.
It sounds like you're in there juggling jellyfishes. Okay,
I want to. There were 75,000 people there.
Yes.
Do you think there was anyone other than the three of us that ended their night with Chardonnay?
No. Which one?
I don't think of a single other person.
Not a single person ended at night with a nice dry white.
If so, that Chardonnay was a woman at the strip club.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That was the Chardonnay that
the
it
only
was
other
ended
dry
with.
White there was a non-drinking Nick Testoni. The driest one. So on the new DLP Patreon, that's Laughs Count Anywhere. Yeah. It's
I'd already edited it, and I wanted to use it, Justin.
It's so nice.
Should we just have a 20-minute segment on every show describing a 25-year-old movie?
Yes. we get into some therapy shit on the DLP Patreon, the one that we just laid down. I think I genuinely rattled both of these guys here. Much has a friend who... I guess went through a pretty rough breakup, and I'm going to try and pull up the details here so I don't forget this. I want to make sure I hit it properly. So she reconnected with a friend who I guess was going through a breakup, was going through anxiety because of a job, a career change, and whatever. And she's telling me, and she goes and gets drinks with her for like the first time. And she goes, she's doing therapy. I'm like, ah, oh, it's good for her. Good. Says, yeah, it sounds pretty unconventional. And I go, what do you mean by unconventional? She goes, it's cow therapy. And I go, what the
COW?
What did you say? I swear to God, I thought, did I misunderstand? Cow old? You both dress like Batman. What are you saying? She goes, cow therapy. I go, I don't understand. And instead of like talking to a relationship counselor or talking to someone that might be able to give her pills to
Google
quiet the
this,
voices,
by the way.
Look it up. Search it. Cow therapy, Maryland. I'll tell you when you find the farm because I already looked it up.
Yeah, go ahead.
They have therapy cows that you go and you lie in the hay with and you just cuddle them. And it's supposed
to thought you were telling them.
There it is.
I thought you were telling them your problems.
No, you just, instead of telling anybody your problems, you drive to Clarksville and you rent a cow that's docile. I think they give
Ellicott
the things.
Ellicott City, Maryland.
I think they give them Benadryl.
Do you want to hear some Google reviews?
Yeah.
You just, it's just full of like middle-aged white chicks snuggling up with cows.
What's it cost?
I didn't ask.
That's important.
We had the most amazing experience at Clarksville cow cuddling. The staff is so friendly and interacting with the cows was such a beautiful experience. Could not recommend this more. I will definitely be coming back.
Dude, do you wonder why someone left her ass? Okay.
I want to get a bad review.
But I will say this, yeah, while you're looking at it. Every cow, by the way, there are no wild cows, right?
I mean, some can get a little jumpy.
No. What I mean is, like, you can't go on a hillside and there's
capture
just,
one.
Everyone owns the, every cow that exists is owned by somebody.
I guess there's no cows in the wild.
Okay.
I have a one-star review.
Oh, go ahead, let's hear it.
I am deeply disappointed and appalled by the company's conduct towards me.
Still an alcoholic.
Despite notifying them of my father-in-law's sudden passing, followed by my inability to attend the scheduled appointment on 4:13 at 4 p.m., the company displayed a complete lack of compassion and understanding. I even spoke to a representative explaining my situation while in distress, only to be promised a follow-up that never came. Instead, I was informed via text that no voucher would be provided due to the missed appointment. Sounds like they're right to be upset. When the company was notified with ample time that we would not be in attendance, how fucking busy are these cows?
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like,
it's unacceptable that I had to reach out multiple times.
Can't you just show up at another time and then that, your cows are booked.
For years in advance. Yeah.
Bessie? Yeah. No, you can't have her.
Brittany goes, one-star review. It was utterly terrible. Do you go there if you've been molested?
Now, you know that, and I don't think this is a secret. First of all, they're professional cuddlers. You can pay somebody.
We know someone that was.
That's what I was going to say. Do you remember this? Do you know Rob, who we're talking about?
I'll give you a hint. They're named after a state.
And I don't think you'd want to cuddle with this guy.
You definitely want to be the backpack. You'd want to be Big Spoon.
Okay.
You do not want to be Little Spoon with them.
New game. I'm coming up on the fly. There's a on their page here. Meet the Moose.
Oh, no.
A real or fake name of a cow.
Okay. Okay. Before you do that, Alabama. Comedian Alabama was a professional cuddler.
Oh, I didn't. Okay.
That's right. And you paid whatever you paid.
That's got to lead to sex, right?
And he, well, I think that it didn't. I think whatever showed up, you cuddle.
No matter what's there.
Okay.
No matter what it is.
Six foot eight, five foot eight feet wide.
I got to imagine. First of all, you have to be somebody who's willing to pay $100 to have Alabama cuddle you.
Yeah, there's not a lot of like Caitlin Clark's showing up. There's a lot of Well, a name came to mind. I'm not going to say out loud. But, yeah, you're not getting a lot of former fill-ins on the DLP.
Snap. Real or fake?
Snap.
One of the cows.
I'll go real.
I'll go real also.
Real.
Yes.
Okay.
Here
Crackle.
We go.
Well, then, yes.
Yes,
of course,
yes.
Pop.
Yes.
Okay. So there's Snap.
No, there's no Pop.
No.
Pop died.
Pop died, yeah. Yeah,
there will be.
The right. T-bone you just enjoyed, that was Pop.
All right.
Now, real quick, before you add, because this is fun, I want to do this. But if you're cuddling with a cow.
Fucking sentence.
Do you lay yourself, drape yourself over it?
I don't know.
Spooning?
Do you spoon?
You can't spoon
it.
They don't lay down, right?
I think they crouch.
Are they riding like a horse?
They can lower themselves. They do get down on the ground.
Okay, and then if they do that, then what do you just lay beside them?
You just feel its heartbeat or something? Instead of going to a therapist to deal with the fact that you just can't quit the codeine, you go and just snuggle up with a buffalo? Like, what the hell is this about? How is this effective? If you've got some sort of vice or someone put their hand down your pants when you were 12, go talk to someone. Don't go find an alpaca.
Now, before you continue, Rob, we had a friend who was going through the shit, and he went to a ranch where he rode horses and cared for horses and brushed horses.
Nice.
That's
take your mind off it, maybe?
Yeah. I think that's different, right?
Did he cuddle with the horse?
I don't think
snuggle?
He did. I think I think it was almost like, hey, let's do some work with these creatures, these majestic
take
creatures.
Take your mind off of your brain spiraling, right? Maybe getting your hands in the earth. That I could see. If you're like working on a farm or something, the same way like anxious kids had fidget spinners.
Right.
So you focus on this, but just snuggling up with bovine because your husband was getting with his own sister.
Do you guys know, I know, Rob, I want to hear this, but do you guys know I took a horse management class in college?
And you have before. What the hell? I did.
I took a horse management
class.
How
many bad horse managers I've had? A few.
I don't know if I...
May I speak to your horse manager?
I don't know if I've told the story or not, but here's the deal. I didn't take the prerequisite. Oh, I apologize. No, I took the prerequisite.
Okay. First of all, I don't know what horse management
I'm going to get there.
Okay.
So I went to school with Todd and Taylor's Leatherberry, whose father was King Leatherberry, a famous horse trainer. Mm-hmm. And Todd took not the prerequisite, but the second class, horse management two or whatever. And he's like, well, hold on, let me get a cheapie and I'll take the prerequisite. Obviously, I got an A in this the 200 class. Let me take the 100 class. And he's like, Joe, do you need an elective? I'm like, yeah. He goes, so you take it too. So me, Todd, and his brother Taylor, we all took horse management.
This is your professor, Mr. Hands.
The first day we were there, they said, all right. And they had a horse. And they said, let me show you something. And they took what appeared to be the inside of a paper towel roll, but twice the size. They lubed up with KY and they shoved it in this horse's vagina.
Man.
And they had us all look through to see a horse's cervix or whatever the hell is in there.
And you're like, I could do this for a living.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was day.
Didgeridon't.
That was day one. Now, we split the class up. And we had to take care of...
First person to make the horse comes gets bonus.
We had to take care of weanlings. Okay?
What's that, like a...
It's a baby horse. Like a baby horse. And you had to go by and you filled out this schedule and you had to go by and feed the horse. Well, I lived in Crownsville, Maryland.
That's a hike.
And the horse lived in College Park, Maryland. And it took me an hour to go to feed this horse. So... I was on the calendar to feed the horse one time over Thanksgiving break. And Taylor says, well, no, don't come to feed the horse. When I go to feed my horse, I'll just feed your horse.
Yeah.
I go, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Never fed it.
Horse dies.
Didn't feed it. Horse didn't die.
Worst Thanksgiving ever.
Horse didn't die.
This is a skinny ass looking horse in there.
However,
it's got the placard Robinson hanging around its neck. It's someone walking down the line with a looks thick. Mm. Looks well-fed, looks happy. Look at this sack of bones. And it's Robinson underneath.
The horse didn't die. However, we had to keep a journal of what we were doing. And somebody came by and saw that I didn't feed the horse.
Oh, no.
Somebody from my group. Now, the other people in my group, they're all... By the way, there's only three guys in the class. It's us three. The other one is a girl. And all the girls are what are known as horse chicks, if you're familiar with a horse chick.
Oh, we got a horse chick at 3,800.
Okay.
They are... My ex. No. My ex was a horse chick.
You don't... These are the craziest women alive. If any woman has ever owned or liked a horse, you want to steer as clear as you possibly can.
They'll never love you like they love that horse.
So...
Power.
She then writes in the journal, she motherfucks me for 4 pages.
Oh, no.
This piece of shit, this horse is starving to death. He didn't come by. If you commit to doing this, this horse is in malnutrition and just shits all over me. I end up getting a D.
Oh, but okay? You asked.
Where was she wrong?
She wasn't wrong, but I was like, well, no. Forget it. Whatever. Yes, I got a D in the class because I tried to kill the only thing that I was supposed to take care of.
Yeah. You had one job was to feed this horse, and that Leatherberry said he'd feed it for you and never did.
And
that.
By the way,
the
I'm taking this class for an easy A. Yeah. I'm not taking it to get a D because I tried to kill the, which I did not, by the way. Anyway,
horse still with us.
Back to the horse name. I'm back to the counter.
Do you want to crackle? Here's the bio.
And Steph, by the way, please explain how animal therapy is real. I'd love an explanation. She says, animal therapy is for sure real. Please explain it to me.
Crackle is also a Jersey steer, a recently retired member of the herd. He is a born leader with a calm yet commanding presence.
Okay.
He is strong-willed, independent, and full of mischief.
Wait a minute. He?
Yes.
Although, I thought those things will maul you, right?
Cows, female, bulls, or male?
He's not a part of the cow scuttling sessions. Visitors can make special requests.
To see Crackle
living at the farm. By the way, they are lying down.
I remember walking in on my uncle, the one that raised me like a father, swinging from a beam after being laid off. If it wasn't for Crackle, I might have joined him.
You know, in
five stars.
In Pamplona, they let these fuckers free, and they will maul people.
Oh, they'll let them wreck them. I love that. It's like a reprieve.
Yeah. No, I do. I do get a lot of pleasure out of these bulls finally getting their comeuppance.
The men do cuddle. They seem like they're all men. He loves meeting new friends, searching pockets for special treats, or nuzzling guests till it gets chin scratches.
Keep looking for the carrot.
Sounds like a dirty old man.
Keep looking for the carrot.
There you go.
This is Captain with a silly and outgoing disposition.
Sounds like Olive, by the way,
hey, guess the horse name after Captain.
Captain Tennille.
Tennille.
Captain
Kirk.
Go back to our original theme.
Kirk.
No.
Captain.
How did this start?
Cereal. Crunch!
Yes!
Crunch.
All right.
And Steph says a lot of times these animals are used in treatment for a mental disability. No, this woman got a divorce. That's it.
Which 50% of married couples do.
Yeah, she had a career change and things didn't work out with her and Roger, so she cuddled.
I want to make these also like a tender profile. Pebbles is a Highland / British white park heifer with big eyes and long white eyelashes. She is a sweet soul who starts shy but quickly joins in on the action. Her good looks make her a fan photo favorite.
That sounds like a FetLife profile.
Can you have sex with these cows?
That's for the premium package. Yes. If you upgrade to the gold.
All right. What is the, I said the name of that. That was Pebbles.
So they're all cereal.
Well,
all
one is the name, Ave, of a famous up-and-coming actress who's in a massive, massive Netflix show.
Oh, Netflix. I was going to go Zendaya?
I believe it. She was probably a teenager at the time, maybe even 12 or 13 at the time.
Oh, who's the Wednesday show?
And now I think she just married somebody.
Oh, what's it? Stranger Things? That check?
Yes.
What's her name?
11.
Yeah, 11. What's
it? Millie Bobby Brown?
That's it. Millie Bobby Brown.
No, the cow's name is 11.
Cow's name is 11. No, it's Millie. It's Millie. Yes. Millie. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But Millie sounds like
it's a mutt.
Shoemaker says he has an emotional support burrito. Hell yeah, man. That I would cuddle with. I would cuddle with a chimichanga before a llama.
Are we going to do this as a group?
Yes.
I think we got to go.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Depends on the cost, right?
All
right. I'm not spending $500. Look what happened to that one guy.
Oh, did they get into costs?
He couldn't even get back in.
See how much it is to book an emotional support
birthday parties at private events.
God, do we send the Bussy Boys there?
Private,
Private
animal encounters. Boom.
Oh, that sounds.
Okay. Oh, where they close the door and whatever happens, I don't want to know.
No matter I hear in there, you got 30 minutes. Okay, mop up after yourself.
It's funny you say 30. That's the first increment. Group of 1 to 4 guests. You privately enjoy time with our newest baby lambs. Cuddling is purchased in 30-minute increments. One booking, yada, yada, yada. All right, well, how much does that cost?
How many people is it?
Did you see the price?
1 to 4 for 30 minutes. I have a price.
1 to 4, 30 minutes.
1 to 4.
$300.
Oh, that sounds outrageous. I mean, that cow, you know what's going to happen if you're not in there with that cow? It's going to be doing the same thing.
Same exact thing.
But they.
Except your fat ex isn't laying up against it like a throw pillow.
I'm going to go. God, $300 is outrageous.
Which is why
I'll go 150.
100, Joe.
Damn.
Okay. Now 150 gets you 45.
By the way, I wanted you to be wrong because I would have been. I'd have been like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
I mean, an emotionally shattered, doughy 47-year-old woman named Glendel is like,
Glendel.
Glendel.
How about do you want a class or a workshop?
Yeah. What's that?
Okay.
All right.
$100, $25 a minute. So if it's just us, it's only $33 a person.
Eat them and fuck them.
There's cookie decorating.
Not
in
that order.
What the fuck does that have to do with cows?
I wonder if the people that own these cows are vegetarians.
Oh, God, yeah. These are all, like, rescue cows. Like, they saved them from that bolt gun that they used in No Country for Old Men.
I mean, what percentage of cows...
Oh, God, let's all dress like Anton Chigurh from Old Country from No...
Hey, and bring like bowl haircuts.
And bring, in, and bring in the fucking air bolt gun.
And ask for the private room with these, yeah, with these
you,
cows.
You show up, you're, each one of us holding a bottle of A1. Let's make it real clear that these cows are getting fucking God.
Who has the next birthday coming up? Because you can book a birthday party.
Josh Spiegel, July 27th. Get your gifts together now.
You think he'd be willing to do this?
He loves animals. He loves cuddling. Right. Doesn't like steaks.
2-hour rental of our large 80 by 80 pavilion. The rental rate includes 30 guests. What does that cost for 2 hours?
But here's the, before you answer, what would you possibly, first of all, who does this that knows 30 people that's willing to come?
No,
package has never been used because nobody who says, I want to go hang out with a cow has 20.
You know who they know? My girlfriend. Okay. That's who they know. Okay?
They know your girlfriend's friend.
They know my girlfriend's
friend. $600, we can make it happen.
God. Yes.
I need an emotional support, Brittany. Okay? I just need her to be somewhere. You an emotional support, Ariel. You've got an emotional support, Katie. Just a nice, soft bale of hay.
That's $20 a person, 30 people.
$100 for a spooning.
To go and hang. Yeah, but also, then you're like, hey, I didn't even get any time with the cow. There were 29 other people there.
July 25th, by the way, not 27th. Thank you, Pam, with a big save. July 25th, Josh's birthday. Make arrangements accordingly. Thank God I would have been a dead man. Let's make some plans to go there.
Yes.
Cuddle with some cows and make plans if you're in there. If you haven't bought tickets already, please. Tomorrow night, Magoobies, Malarkey, Falsehoods and Lies, my own one-man sort of show, working on something for the
fall. If you're listening to this tomorrow, so it's Wednesday of this week is when the show is.
It's on the 23rd. The show is the 24th.
Well, we're all going to be there. We're going to be selling the T-shirts. The
T-shirts are there. It's your first chance to grab this new T-shirt. Yes. Please come and get it. Katie's working on some social posts now. We're so happy. Yeah.
By the way, the Kelseys, the Britneys, the Pams, the people that we know are going to be there, grab a T-shirt.
Yes. Get a T-shirt.
It's required that you guys grab T-shirts.
And I will be at Vibe on Saturday.
Oh, hell yeah.
I believe it's a free show. So.
Oh, yeah. Cool, man.
All right, man. Yeah. All
no
right.
idea who else is on.
That place is beating the odds.
Literally got booked 2 hours ago. So.
Get all paid. Right. Fantastic. Make your money. DieLaughingProductions.com for all the upcoming shows. And please like and subscribe to the YouTube channel at DLP Agenda on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram. And we'll talk to you next week. It's the DLP Agenda.
See you guys.